Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information. You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Tuesday.
Yes, by hook or by crook, we are here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and here with you till 4:30. Eclectic music mix here on Radio Free Winnipeg with some weather report, mandatory heavy, as well as events listings for the upcoming week. Happy you are all here and maybe enjoying a little bit of reprieve from the cold weather. I gotta say, the other day on Friday into the weekend, it was just every time I went out, it was just this was brutal. But we persevered, and we all persevere here in Winnipeg. Quite a bit of great stuff here. Revisiting more from Homefront, some new stuff, new-ish stuff from Pino Palladino and Blake Mills. We're only here for the snacks, and a lot more here on today's show. I will say, next week, which is the 23rd, Christmas, the day before Christmas Eve, the eve before Christmas Eve, I'm doing a special little tribute to the one, the only, the punk rock philosopher, bass player. That is brother Mike Watt. Yes, he was born December 20th, 1957, in Portsmouth, Virginia. Of course, growing up in San Pedro, doing his Pedro speak. So the 23rd will be a little belated birthday for Mr. Mike Watt. Obviously with the Minuteman, Firehose, the Stooges, much more. His own band, Mike Watt and the Second Men, Mike Watt and the Missing Men, DOS, project he did with his then wife, Kira Roslier, who was the bass player in Black Flag, perhaps one of my favorite punk rock bass players other than Mike Watt. Was at a project called Big Walnuts Yonder, which I'll probably might play a little bit of. Niles Klein plays in that band. Big Walnuts Yonder. What a funny name. So we're going to be doing a little tribute to one Mr. Mike Watt. And if you haven't checked it out, I've been listening more and more to the Watt from Pedro show. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. It's a 3-hour musical adventure. He's usually interviewing someone. And he always starts it off with some John Coltrane, and then it goes wherever he sees fit. and talking to another musician. And it's always great. And I've really cut down on my podcasting listening habits. I realized a couple weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of tired of saying that, you know, oh, I know such and such a thing, or did you hear about, or do you know about this? And it's really, I'm just repeating stuff I heard from some podcasts. And I'm like, well, maybe I should actually just be reading more and understanding more rather than just repeating what some Yahoo Dingleberry says on a podcast. So I've cut down on the commentary news podcast world, pretty much completely, save for one. And just kind of going back into listening more to just music. And the Watt from Pedro show is a great show for that. 3 hours, all kinds of music. So if I'm going to listen to something, it's usually that. But it's crazy to think how much hours now I've spent listening to like a podcast. And you're always like, you know, I'm guilty of it too. It's like, oh, well, you know, you could state something and be like, how do you know that? It's like, well, like, did you read that somewhere? Well, no, I heard it. It's like, oh yeah, you just heard it on some podcast. Of who knows? Like, what do we really know about any of these people? And why should we trust what they have to say anyway? So, Watt from Pedro. So yeah, next week, little happy birthday to one Mike Watt. To get us going here today, I've been meaning to play this over the last couple weeks. I just never got to it, but I'm going to play it because it's going to start off the show. One of my favorite musicians, well, I guess musician, yeah, producer, whatever you want to call it, Adrian Sherwood on U Sound Records. This is the latest record he has with African Head Charge and Speaker's Corner Quartet. So this is really an EP they put out called Barbarican Heights. So you're talking about dub music, electronic, Afrobeat, beyond, as well as improvised elements as well. We're going to hear Wicked Kingdom of This Earth and Musical Medicine. Here's Barbarican Heights, Adrian Sherwood, African Head Charge, and Speaker's Corner Quartet kicking us off today on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Society, in a free day, society. Bible and bomb and bomb and Bible and gun. Come to dehumanize I and I and I. Children of the Most High.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and we just heard two tracks from Adrian Sherwood, African Head Charge, and Speaker's Corner Quartet off their latest EP, Barbarican Heights. That was Wicked Kingdom of This Earth and Musical Medicine, just released this November. And with some weather report in the background, let's hear the weather report. Yes, this is observed at the Winnipeg International Airport. -6 currently. Wind northwest 53, gusting to 66 kilometers. Wind chill is -16. Today we're looking at a potential high of 5 degrees. Chance of flurries or rain showers, 60% chance, which the flurries would be fine. Rain would make things pretty treacherous out there. -13 tonight, partly cloudy. So let's just hope for some snow and not freezing rain. Tomorrow, -4, snow at times heavy. Snow and blowing snow all through the night as well. On Wednesday, -19. Thursday, -20 and sunny. Clearing overnight, -24. Friday, more snow, -14. -17 periods of snow Friday night. Saturday, -16 and Sunday, sunny, pardon me, overnight, -26. And then Sunday, -20 and sunny, -26. Monday, they're calling for -19 and sunny. But let's take that with a grain of salt. So that's what you have to know about. So potentially some not great weather coming our way today with the freezing rain. Let's hope that we just get some snow. I can handle snow. Let's take a look at the almanac for today. Yes, this tracks historical weather. Always a lot of fun to look at. Highest temperature recorded on this day was a blistering 4.4 Celsius in 1962, contrasted with -30 in 1983. Most extreme wind chill, -44 in 1956. Maximum precipitation recorded on this day was 8.4 millimeters in 1942. Most snow on the ground, 10.1 centimeters. So that's the normal maximum snow on the ground, 69 centimeters in 1955, which I believe, remembering correctly, 55, I think that coincided with a flood, if I remember correctly. Sunrise is about 8:21. Sunset is just before 4:30. We are getting just about 8 hours of daylight right now. Just over 8 hours, which we're coming to the Winnipeg, the winter solstice, which is coming up this Sunday, December the 21st. Yes. Yeah, so, hey, then after that, it just gets more and more bright as we go on. Let's hope. Turning now more to more music, Edmonton's Homefront, a band I've been checking out recently that I've been very much enjoying. This is off their most recent record. This is Watch It Die, just released this November. We're going to hear two tracks again from this record, The Vanishing and Kiss the Sky. Here's Edmonton's Homefront right now on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on.
Say Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. is Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dill Gergen. Here with you till 4:30. We just heard two tracks from Edmonton's Homefront off their latest record, Watch It Die. That was The Vanishing and Kiss the Sky. Yes, 3:38 p.m. right now. And we're going to get going to a little bit more music. We're only here for the snacks. A delightful band of very musically talented young people. They're all teenagers. And yeah, they've been around for a couple years, maybe 1 or 2 years. And they have their latest album, Missed Our Stop, and I've been playing some tracks off of them. I got a chance to see them, and at least a couple times. The one that sticks out in my mind is in the summer for Sunfest. There's a big Sunfest at Blue Note Park, part of Times Change, their outdoor venue. And it was great. It was a great night, and they throw Hawkins Cheesies into the crowd, hence the snacks. And yeah, it's very delightful. Of course, I remember Stephen from Tired Cossack, who was also playing on the bill that night, made a joke. He's like, yeah, I just got showed up by a bunch of 15-year-olds. They're great. So very talented young people. Great to see them going out making making music. We're going to hear some more from them. This is Nine Name and Business Lunch. This is We're Only Here for the Snacks here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is Radio Free Winnipeg, where we are indeed here for the snacks. We'll be right back.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit, bringing you live music, community, and connection since 1987. Roll around in the shadows like a cat in the light. I'm scared of everyone.
Do you have a bad Monday? Is your apathy catching up with you at work? Do you want to unwind to some blisteringly fast and brutal thrash? Tune into Thrash Can Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair, Education, and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep all of us on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. We work with schools throughout Winnipeg and train teens to rebuild bikes from scratch. We offer bike shop services year-round at the Thursday afternoon open shop and in the summer at our Wrench Forks kiosk. We train mechanics of all ages in learning programs at our 1057 Logan shop and partner sites. And we give away hundreds of kids' bikes every year. To learn more or become a volunteer, visit us at thewrench.ca.
Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized. No, reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. We just heard two tracks from local band We're Only Here for the Snacks off their most recent record, their newest record, their first record, Missed Our Stop. That was Business Lunch and Nine Name. Good stuff from those youngsters. 3:50 p.m., getting close to the mandatory heavy at 4 o'clock, and then on the other side of that, we're going to have our events listings for the week as well. But continuing on with a couple bands, the one band that I've been playing a bit over the course of the last couple episodes, Montreal's Duchess Says. Yeah, I don't believe that they're active anymore. I'm not sure if any of the member of the band is doing anything but creatively right now, but they're quite a striking band, and something that's really kind of just stuck with me from the first time I saw them. And we're going to hear two tracks from them. This is A Century Old and Melon, and there's this kind of beautiful, chaotic, sloppy kind of energy to it. It's kind of like a controlled chaos. I don't want to... I don't want to say they're like this, but the energy to me is the same. The energy to me kind of reminds me a little bit of the Stooges. I'm not saying they sound like the Stooges, but there's that kind of that energy, that chaos that's just so fun, and especially in rock and punk rock, you kind of need that. You need that sloppiness, the chaos, I think, to really make it that's the special sauce, right? I think there's a lot of punk that went in one direction, kind of the hardcore stuff that to me, some of it's trying to be a little too precise, and some of it just sounds like, I don't know, maybe guys that want to play heavy metal but can't. But there's that sloppiness I like to hear, that kind of, there's a looseness, there's a chaos to it. And that's definitely what they have. So here is two tracks from Montreal's Duchess Says. Again, tracks are called A Century Old and Melon, right now on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a Friends card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access more deals around Winnipeg.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
And the ringing tremolo chords brings us to the mandatory heavy here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM. New music from Blackwater Holy Light, which this is off the new EP, If Only You Knew. And they are from, I believe they are from Los Angeles County. Well, originally Portland, now residing in Los Angeles. So two tracks from them, Involuntary Haze and Heavy. Why? A big fan of this band. So kind of that doom metal mixed with a bit of a what they refer to as shoegaze. Big fan of this. So here is Blackwater Holy Light for the mandatory heavy right now. Generous support to CKW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Sleepy Owl at 751 Wall Street is part of the Diversity Food Service family. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Sleepy Owl Bread is a small craft bakery specializing in artisan bread and delicious pastries using fair trade, organic, and certified sustainable suppliers.
Saturday night at midnight, CKW 95.9 FM presents Shrimpfarm.crypto. Former CKW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer. Barry.
Me, Barry.
And many surprises.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Please enjoy 30 seconds of nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Macho Man
nothing
Randy
means said, nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream rise to the top.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and here with your events listings for this week. Lots happening. So, right off the bat, tomorrow, December the 17th, at the King Cobb Market Pub, having their Bella Vista Nights, 8 p.m. free music. Jacob Berdowski will be playing. He's actually filling in with for Jorge from the West End, who's ill, couldn't do it. So Jacob Berdowski is playing tomorrow night at the King Cobb Market Pub. Of course, Jacob is also the host of Let's Play DJ at 4 to 5 p.m. on Fridays. Also on Wednesday, Drift Sequence is happening, and number six. So this is put on by Rob Menard. It's a bi-monthly Drift Sequence event at the Handsome Daughter. Usually some kind of like ambient experimental stuff. This week, this time it is Truth in the Well, Savant La Fure, Probable Cells, and Campfire Sigh. And CKW is actually a sponsor of this event. Hopefully it will be a little more messages and things like that happening for that event. But that's also happening on Wednesday. $15 at the door. Show starts at 8 p.m. Also on the Wednesday, Times Change High and Lonesome Club Fontaine is having their album release with Chris Ulrich, 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $29.95. And then Thursday, I guess they had so much interest that they're putting on a second show. Yes, Fontaine's second show with Cassidy Mann at Side Stage on Osborne, 8 p.m. Tickets are $29.53. As well, this Friday at Into the Music, We have, of course, they do their free all ages shows at In the Music over there on McDermott Avenue in the Exchange District, and that is happening this December 19th. Ivan Chernenko, who is a Ukrainian jazz musician, alto saxist, influenced by the likes of Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, and Cannonball Adderley. So that's free at 7:30. And then as well, we also have, there's also another show here I wanted to highlight. It's actually a fundraising show for Main Street Project. Yeah. I just want to double check the date here. Yes, December the 19th. That's also happening on Friday. Just wanted to double check. In my mind, I thought it was Saturday. This is at Park Alleys on Osborne Street, so just a little further down from Park Theater, 730 Osborne Street, 8:30 p.m., $15 at the door. Kelsey Halderson and Jarrett DeLackey, also Greg Rikas and The Inside Job are playing. And so this is their annual fundraiser for Main Street Project. So it's going to a great cause. So go check it out. Also on Friday. So lots to choose from. A lot of these things happening on the same day. But that's a good thing. But we have to make tough choices sometimes, right? So that is just some of the things happening in and around the Winnipeg area. Just a smattering. Little smattering of events. Let's get into the last little bit of music here. Almost 4:20 p.m. Got about 10 minutes left. So we're going to hear some music from Pino Palladino and Blake Mills. And, of course, Pino, what can we say about Pino Palladino? I mean, he's been on a lot of very famous records, great bass player. His voice his playing on a fretless bass specifically is pretty incredible, because, you know, Jaco Pastorius, who a couple weeks ago I did a belated happy birthday to Jaco. You know, Pino's another guy that really sets himself apart in having that unique voice on that instrument, and it's very easy to you know, a lot of people just sort of copy Jaco Pastorius, but he has his own thing. Also played with D'Angelo, a host of others. He also toured with The Who and Nine Inch Nails as well. So the guy is just able to get into all these different musical situations and play them really, really well. And so this is... The record is called That Wasn't a Dream, and we're going to hear a couple tracks from this. Blake Mills is a guitarist. He plays fretless guitar, believe it or not. Not so common. I remember many, many years ago meeting a guy that had a fretless guitar, and I thought, at the time, I just thought, like, what's the point? You're just trying to make it harder for yourself for no good reason. But it does force you to play a certain way, like playing chords on a fretless guitar, very, very difficult. So it's kind of a different kind of style and thing. So we're going to hear a couple tracks off of this record. We're going to hear Contour, I Laugh in the Mouth of the Lion, and Somme en la Busta. This is Pino Palladino and Blake Mills right now on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. some rich folks that you know. Well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged
clothes. Well, that about does her. Wraps are all up. Things seem to have worked out pretty good. And it was a pretty good story. Don't you think? Made me laugh to beat the band. Parts, anyway. I don't like goodbyes. But then, I happen to know that there will be a show next week. And I guess that's how the whole darn human comedy keeps perpetuating itself. Down through the generations. Westward to wagons. Across the sands of time until we... look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you all down the trail.